Mix 94.7 KMCH. Next week, it is going to be, what, 90s and triple-digit heat. It's not going to feel at all like winter. So I figured, you know what? Why don't we think about cooler thoughts? Let's think about snow. Let's think about things that don't make us think about how hot and miserable it will be. And I called Kathy Swift, and I said, Kathy, what do you have in the hopper? What could we talk about to have people thinking cooler thoughts? And she said, I have just the thing. And here she is. Good morning. You're going to need that, first of all.
Good
you need
morning.
To be able to talk into that. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Justin?
I'm A-OK. And you brought your security detail with you this morning, too.
I did. I have Jane Murphy sitting beside me. She's co-chair for Operation Santa Claus. And then we have one of our wonderful elves with us, Annette Lenz.
Just because Annette's short, that's why, isn't it?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit, first off, a little bit about Operation Santa Claus. Give me kind of the 50,000-foot view of what we're talking about here for folks that might not be familiar.
So for those that aren't familiar with us, gosh, Operation Santa Claus has been around for, we're celebrating our 41st year this year. And it is a nonprofit organization that really our mission is to serve the less fortunate children in Delaware County to make sure that they have a merrier Christmas, a wonderful holiday. And so we're able to do this, Justin, through the support of generous donations from individuals, businesses in Delaware County, and grants that are local as well. So we're really fortunate to have that support.
Absolutely. And everybody deserves to open something under the tree Christmas morning.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just the beauty of being a young kid, and even mom and dad sometimes too. So, Annette, I'm going to turn my attention to you. Let's talk about, you know, you mentioned that it takes a lot of work to pull this sort of thing off, like donations and support. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Right. And we've been throwing this idea around for a little while now, and we're going to have our first annual. Hopefully, we'll continue this. Operation Santa Claus 5K Walk Run here.
Ooh.
On August 20th.
Oh, do you have to dress up as Santa?
You don't, but we thought
it's
this would
kind
be
of encouraged.
Yeah, depending on the weather. Yeah, so we're going to have a 5K. We're going to start at Central Park at 8 a.m.
All the way in New York? I would start closer.
No, Central Park here in Manchester.
Okay.
Right down in the middle of Manchester.
That's a lot more than a 5K.
One of our beautiful parks here. And you can register for the race at runsignup.com.
Okay.
And if you search for Operation Santa Claus 5K, it'll pop up and you can register. Registration is $20. And we figure this is a good kickoff for Hero Hustles the following week.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are going to run that, and also our cross-country runners,
boys
and girls team.
I see them running every once in a while. I drive into town. They're running up and down the bridge there.
Yes,
so
they are. They're out training already, and we thought, oh, that'd be something fun. And then for the community, too, to kind of get into it. And
absolutely.
So.
Well, and we'll come back and talk cost and everything here in just a little bit. Jane, you're feeling left out. I'm going to turn to you. You want to slide that microphone over to Jane? Let's let Jane talk a little bit. Talk about what else has been going on and how you're going to be helping out with the big fundraiser, too.
Yes, we will be assisting with several of our elves that will come out and volunteer to help at the water stations and some intersections that are a little busier along the route. And we also encourage the runners and walkers to dress up if they like. Into holiday costumes to support Operation Santa Claus.
Now, I'm going to ask all of you this, and I know Kathy's going to answer it, but I'm a guy who's built for marching band. I'm not built for running. I'm not built for football. But if I still want to be involved, how can I do that? Let's say I'm not a runner, but I still want to be a part of it. Or maybe I'm out of town that night or that day of the run. How can I be a part of it?
So Operation Santa Claus accepts donations throughout the year, Justin. So we can those can be mailed to our P.O. Box, just Operation Santa Claus, P.O. Box 588, or you can donate by Venmo at OSC Delco 21.
That's easy.
It's
make
so
it any
easy.
Easier.
It's
I mean,
so
gee
easy.
Whiz. Now let's talk about the run here coming up again on the 20th, and I'm going to go back to Annette. So the cost, what's it cost to get signed up and all that stuff like that?
It is $20 for sign up.
Okay.
You can do it right on Run Sign Up, or the day of the race, we will also be accepting registrations that day.
Gotcha. And don't show up to like Central Park in New York. Show up Central Park here in Manchester.
Hey, great little vacation, but you won't find the elves there.
New York smells funny. It smells a lot better better here. So again, sign up for that. And then when does you guys kind of hit the streets and start thinking Christmas? When do you start all the shopping and all that stuff?
Oh, that's a great question. So we usually are really busy the month of November,
okay,
as we have our giveaway the first weekend in December.
Okay.
So we have a deadline for sign up for Operation Santa Claus. I believe Jane is in October 30th, 31st. I'm trying to remember.
Okay.
But so that month of November is our focus, and then we'll be busy elves.
Well, and I trust you're all going to come back and visit me too as we get closer.
We certainly will.
And then I'm not naming names. Is going to dress up as an elf, right? So when we have a picture when we get closer to Christmas time.
Oh yes, she has many elf outfits.
When she's not here, she's building toys up at the North Pole.
Right.
Why do you guys get involved and stay involved with something like this for so long? I'll start with you.
I've been involved as an elf for many years. It's just an important cause. So we feel very passionate about Operation Santa Claus. We really want to support children that are less fortunate in this community. Mm-hmm. And we anticipate there will be certainly an increase in the requests for Operation Santa Claus this year from families. So we're all really passionate about it, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful cause.
Jane, I'm going to express the same question to you. Why do you stay involved? And why? I mean, you guys all look like you could be, you know, playing pickleball or just doing nothing but enjoying the sweet life. But here you are making sure kids have something Christmas morning. Why do you do it?
That is correct. It is a very important passion that we've had. I've been an elf for a long time also. We've had several elves and our chairpersons too were very adamant about helping the children, infant to age 18. So it is a really important part of Christmas for those children.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard to believe we're already talking about Christmas time already. Annette, same question to you. Why do you enjoy being an elf so much?
Well, Kathy's kind of gotten me involved with this now.
I can see that. She's kind of that type.
Yeah, she
has that way to bring everybody.
My arm really, really hard.
Well, I didn't say that. I meant she's got that kind of engaging personality that have you believe in. I didn't know there was violence involved.
Oh, no. No, and just this is kind of first year of doing it myself, and my mom has been an elf and has helped out for a number of years also. So just kind of picking up the family tradition.
That's cool.
And I think there's some other family members that are going to jump on the bandwagon here and help out too. So
that's so cool. I'm glad you guys came in this morning. We were going to do it yesterday, but Kathy's like, there's no way we could all fit in your living room. So we decided we're going to do it today up here in Manchester. One more time before we part ways. And you'll notice we haven't talked about sign up for gifts or anything yet. We're just talking about the 5K fun run at this point. As we get closer, we'll bring that conversation up, but I want to make sure people focus on how to help before we get to that point.
That's exactly right. You know, just kind of a way to raise some more money and hopefully.
We almost view it as our kickoff, you know, for the season. So we will be back.
Oh, yes, you will.
Yes, we will.
I know your home phone number now.
Yeah, you've got it. So this is a great way to start the season for us.
Absolutely.
And, we're excited about our first
run. Oh, yeah, it should be a fun time. Hopefully it won't be nearly as hot. Thank God you're not doing it next week.
I know.
Otherwise, you imagine dressing up as a Santa Claus suit. We'd have to peel people off the road. I think they'd just melt. So one more time, Annette, the when, the where, the how much, and how to sign up, and then we'll let you guys get on with your Friday.
Okay, the race is going to be August 20th, 8 a.m., Central Park here in Manchester.
Thank you.
And sign up is on Run Sign Up. .com,
okay.
Or you can also find a link on our Operation Santa Claus Facebook page.
Gotcha.
So,
great.
Anything else we didn't discuss, didn't cover, bring up before we move to adjourn?
I don't think so. We just appreciate, once again, this organization could not continue without the support of individuals and the businesses in Delaware County and certainly the grants that we've received. It's just been a wonderful support that we've observed, and we hope to continue to have that support.
Well, it takes people with big hearts like you guys, too, that make it all happen. So yeah. Thank you for coming in. Nice to see all three of you, and you'll come back and visit here probably in a month or so. We start thinking about signing up and maybe counting down to Christmas time at that point.
Absolutely.
Too.
We'll see you soon.
You're going to see their smiling faces, by the way, on our website, kmch.com. Not dressed as elves, but when they come back, they will. And we'll be talking more about Operation Santa Claus and the fun run coming up on the 20th. Details always on our website, kmch.com.
It happens to the best of us. You pack up.